Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I articulate the deepest felt values of the American people.
He was asking to have an open marriage, and I refused.
Robert Scott Bell.
We've had 88-year-old women having an adult diaper taken off, an 8-month-old child, the same thing. A 6-year-old girl from my town in Bowling Green, Kentucky, had an agent putting her hands inside her pants. We've gone too far.
Robert Scott Bell.
We need to get even more information out to Generation X. If they can be convinced that influenza vaccination is important, they'll spread the word and get the job done.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Spam, 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 spam. Why?
Spam!
Health show on spam. Come on, what's going on here, Don? Why are we starting with spam?
Man, anytime we can insert some Monty Python into the show, we got to do it, right?
I love it, absolutely. Monty Python, part of the, like say, the underlying theme of the show over the years. We have to keep coming back. But spam, come on, not spam! Well, looks like there's a big story as we open up today's Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got to tie in some nutritional healing. And if you remember the quote by Thomas Jefferson, and it's Dr. Batar's favorite quote we cover on Advanced Medicine, this is so appropriate, this story. So this sets the stage. Thomas Jefferson, if the people let the government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as the souls who live under tyranny. Guess who he was referencing? He didn't know it, but at the time, the Native Americans, as they were once called, the American Indians, the Native Americans are learning this the hard way, that if you rely upon the government for your nutrition, you are going to be in a sorry state of health. Reuters is reporting, as of a couple of days ago, spam meat tied to, guess what, diabetes risk in Native Americans. Can you imagine? Don, what is it about the Native Americans? They didn't go out and hunt for spam, right, when they were on the open range? You know, there's a spam, get it.
That's true. They did not hunt for spam. But, you know, when I first saw this, I was breezing through the headlines.
Yes.
And I saw the spam. I was like, oh, cool. We can, you know, something about spam.
Spam.
And then
story.
It said Native Americans. And I'm thinking, why would they do a study on Native Americans alone on the effects of spam? I mean, Do Native Americans like spam more than other people? I don't think anybody likes spam.
No spam for me.
Spam. I don't want spam. I don't like spam. Listen,
no spam, eggs, and spam.
I think, quite honestly, I may have had spam once in my life. If that, I just don't remember it. Obviously, you grow up, you know.
I've had spam.
You have had spam?
I have had spam, and you know, I mean, it's better than maybe than eating
nothing.
Dirt. But
Don, man, you're ruining my appetite here thinking about
it. Sorry.
Green spam and ham, green eggs and spam.
But listen, spam. Yeah. I mean, spam's bad for anybody.
Well, what is it? It's processed meat. And of course, it's processed pig meat that, you know, they grow up. Somebody posted on my Facebook just yesterday a horrible picture of these pigs in factory farms, literally in cages that fit around their bodies so that all they can do is eat and live in their filth. And this is the kind of thing people eat. Now, for a Native American to eat, it's kind of like we talk about the Asians. I've mentioned this before. Those that have lived on, for instance, a Japanese-Asian diet. A lot of seaweed. A lot of cultured vegetables, for instance, and things. And yet they come to America and they start eating processed foods, fast foods. The first thing you see is these massive, like, acne on their face. Very, very pockmarked type acne. And weight gain. You know, rather than being slender like much of the Asian population, eating their native diet, they begin to alter their food. Their food goes, the body goes, what the hell is this, honestly? And their body desperately tries to deal with all the poisons and toxins in the food, the processed, and it's throwing it out through the skin. And so this is very common among the Asian population here, first, second generation, that are beginning to eat more like the standard American diet. Now, you have Native Americans that were here on the North American continent long before the so-called Europeans came and conquered the land. And now they're eating processed meat, generically known now, they say, as spam. And why would they do that? I mean, I'm thinking, why would they do that? Well, there's a reason.
There is a reason. Apparently, they discovered that Native Americans are at an especially high risk of developing diabetes. And so they started looking into why are Native Americans getting diabetes more than other particular groups. And they found that, and this is quoted by one of the researchers here, that a lot of communities in the study are in rural areas with limited access to grocery stores. And so they want to try and eat foods that have a very long shelf life. Now listen, if there's anything that's got a high shelf life, maybe the equivalent of a Twinkie, it's probably spam.
Yeah, I was thinking.
I mean, that spam stuff will survive nuclear war just like a Twinkie.
Spam and Twinkies. Now, think about this in terms of, a Native American population decimated by being over, basically conquered. And then, you know, via treaties, they still are not technically part of the U.S. government, but yet they rely upon the government for food, just like Thomas Jefferson warned. If you rely upon this, you do so at your own peril. And now, of course, after conquering them, it's like, okay, we feel bad about what we've done to you, the Native American people. Let's just like carpet bomb your reservations with spam and say, well, see, we're feeding you. But what they're feeding them is just devastating them, absolutely devastating them. Right. And in fact, this study showed that it was like a 2-to-1 ratio of those that ate a lot of the processed meats, the spam, etc., had a basic almost a 2-to-1 ratio of developing diabetes than those who were eating less of those processed meats. Now, the question is why this would be happening. You know, we cover diabetes like nowhere else in the media and talking about the mineral deficiency side of the diabetic. That is the lack particularly of the GTF chromium molecule. Now, many of these Native Americans are drinking a lot of alcohol, which depletes certain minerals and, of course, stresses the liver. So the detox pathways are corrupted. You throw in processed meat, if you will, like spam, high in sodium chloride, which is processed salt, devoid of magnesium, devoid of 70 plus other trace elements. And you've got a recipe for disaster. And of course, the Native Americans have a high, let's say, proclivity for developing diabetes already, because they are not having access to their foods that throughout thousands of years of their recorded history were consuming, and did not have that large, context of having something like a chronic disease like diabetes. So for me, this is more or less the thanks we get, right? If we're a Native American, for conquering us, now you're going to give us food that's going to intoxicate, poison us, weaken us, make us dependent upon drugs.
But Robert, the American Meat Institute emailed Reuters Health, who came up with this article, and they said that processed meat is safe and nutritious. I think we believe them. They disagree with you.
The Spam Institute, the American Spam Institute, says, "Oh, you got to eat our spam because it is so
spam
good
is
and nutritious.
Good for you. Puts hair on your chest.
We got protein, we got fat, we got toxins, we got sodium chloride, crack cocaine, salt in there." And they're wondering why this is happening. So I come back to the Thomas Jefferson quote here. If people let the government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as a sorry state as the souls who live under tyranny. This should be a warning to all non-Native Americans, although technically now since we've been born here, are we not also Native Americans by definition? But I understand the context with which they use the term. At this point, are we not subjecting ourselves to that which the government tyranny is foisting upon the Native American peoples, in that our choices as consumers to eat processed food is largely resulting in the chronic disease for which the white folks, the European white folks, are also suffering from? And that's part of what we need to go here with today, as well as our discussion further on the vaccine. And by the way, yes, we know Florida. We know Mitt Romney won. He had 22,000 attack ads. Mitt, Mitt Gingrich, what's the other guy? Gingrich had 200. Ron Paul said, I'm bypassing Florida. Still got 7 or 8% of the vote.
He got twice as many votes as he did last campaign.
4 years by doing almost nothing in Florida. Isn't that amazing?
Yes,
now,
exactly.
We're going to get into what that means as well. I don't want to get into that right now because I want to do some nutritional stuff. Also to let you know, hey, Norma Erickson and Leslie Carroll, both are from SaneVax, are going to be joining me a little bit this hour. And we're going to be talking about the open letter that they put out to educators. Also, the letter that they wrote to Kathleen Sebelius, the Health and Human Services Secretary above the FDA. Oh, man, that Gardasil, it's another genocidal attempt to reduce population, reduce fertility, et cetera. We're going to talk about that. Also, I talked to her off the air before the show, and she said Leslie actually went to that, what was it? Ron Paul was in Colorado, sold out crowds, and she
– thousands.
We're going to talk about is it true that Democrats are coming on board the Ron Paul revolution? Because they're coming from the Democratic side. This is very interesting. You're going to hear it first here on the Robert Scott Bell Show in just a little while. But just to wrap up this spam talk, because I don't like talking about spam often, but in terms of diabetes, if we could supply the minerals that are lacking in the diet of those Native Americans, bingo, they're recovering. They are recovering just as European white folks would recover. And that is the message. That is the lesson. If you rely upon the government and government-sanctioned medicine, you are going to be, if you're not already in, that sorry state, Don.
Well, maybe the solution to this is just don't eat mystery meat.
Yeah, no.
If you don't know what it is you're putting in your mouth, don't eat it.
You know what it's going to be? It's going to be, we'll fortify the spam. We heard the Robert Scott Bell. We'll fortify spam with artificial trace minerals and vitamins. That's not it. Hey, call me 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL if you want spam. No, not if you want spam. If you have any comments on this or anything else, robertscottbell.com for all of the great commentary that you don't get anywhere else in the media. Also, a little later in the show, Liam Sheff's going to join us. Not in studio, but we're going to talk to a hanging Chad later. Is there some monkey business going on in the Florida electorate? We're going to hear from Liam later. And also, Wyshali's going to join me. We're going to talk about Monsanto and GMO. Stay tuned. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
back in the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
On the eve of the anniversary of the Robert Scott Bell Show here on the National News Radio Network, thanks to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and all of that, this thing is growing worldwide. So exciting. And in fact, of all the things that we've done over the past year, probably two of my favorite people because of all the wonderful thing, and this goes to their whole team, it's the gals at SaneVax. All the things we've been able to add to the equation related to the Gardasil issue, the HPV issue, Cervarix, and everything. Amazingly empowering information. The courage to take it to those who need it to be taken to on this issue of the false science behind the promotion of the HPV shots out there. And I am joined right now by Norma Erickson and Leslie Carroll Botha from SaneVax. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you for having us, Robert. We really appreciate your help.
Yes, absolutely. And congratulations, Robert, on your year anniversary.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, to think when we launched this, you know, as an internet-based only, having been in terrestrial radios for so long, we didn't know, we kind of had a feeling about where it might go. But my goodness, it's like sponges out there around the world absorbing this information. And that includes what you all have brought to the equation here in exposing these things about the HPV shots, Gardasil, Merck, etc. And we're going to do more of that right now, if you don't mind, because, Norma, you sent me an email recently, about a letter you sent to Kathleen Sebelius, head of the Department or Secretary of the Health and Human Services, which is above the FDA, regarding the saying, hey, you need to rescind Gardasil due to lack of efficacy and during this post-licensure monitoring. So let us know what's going on out there.
Absolutely. And I've got to say, it was not me that sent the letter. It was the SaneVax team on behalf of everyone that's been injured or hurt by Gardasil or Cervarix. There was no science behind this vaccine as far as I'm concerned. But now we've got a scientific study completed by the industry that proves it. The Athena study clearly indicates that in the vaccinated versus unvaccinated population, HPV-16 infections were reduced by only 0.6%, less than 1%. And while that was going on, the increased rate of other carcinogenic HPV strains was 2.6 to 6.2 higher than the unvaccinated population. So that's 4 to 10 times higher on other carcinogenic strains, and virtually no reduction in HPV 16 or 18. 18 was a little bit higher. 18 was reduced by just a little over 1%.
Well, you're talking now about, you say this Athena study. Now, can you let us know more about where this is, where this was published, who conducted it, so we have a perspective on that?
Absolutely. It is a study called Post-Licensure Monitoring of HPV Vaccine in the United States. It was published, the authors are Lori Markowitz from the CDC, Dr. Hariri, Dr. Unger, Dr. Soraya, Dr. Data, and Dr. Dunn.
But even you mentioned the first author from the CDC. We're not talking about things that were conducted that they would say, oh, well, that wasn't an official study. I mean, this literally is coming from insiders in this realm, so it's not likely that they can dispute it. I mean, is there any science that they're going to try and throw at it and say, hey, well, you guys are wrong?
It's straight out of their published study in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology.
Now, in their own terms, and you are reading directly from the study as far as what it found, they're still claiming that there is a relationship to cancer, as they call it, a carcinogenic. Just to be clear, on this show, my perspective is that there's no evidence that it's even carcinogenic, that it's sort of like we think we find it there via HPV. You've heard me talk about that. But the main focus of this is just throw all that away. Just look at the rate of reduction. It's statistically insignificant for them, including the opposite occurring.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Their own study, their own document, their own words.
Really amazing that this is coming out. Now, having gone up the ladder, because you've had some interaction with the regulatory agency, SaneVax has done a remarkable job getting this out to regulatory authorities around the world. Some have responded more positively than the FDA seemingly at this point. Is there any evidence that we're seeing some light reaching into those dark recesses of the FDA or the Health and Human Services on this issue yet?
Unfortunately, Robert, there's not. That is why Sanevax has taken the track of writing open letters. We will send these letters to the officials as required, as is our obligation to try and protect the health and welfare of the population of the United States. But at the same time, 24 hours later, we are informing the public of every step we take. Hmm. The public needs to know that Gardasil, by their own words, does not work.
Yeah, and by the way, there's a great letter. I referenced it yesterday on the program from Sanevax. You said that an open letter to all educators worldwide to watch for the side effects of HPV vaccines. Rosemary, I'm sure, worked hard, as all of you do, on getting this information out, including a very detailed list of a number of the effects, although it's not all-inclusive to look out for. More recently, we've covered the issue of the Leroy 12, the girls plus, now it's what, 15, including one boy. And although I am not saying it's only perhaps the HPV shots that are being given there, it certainly is something that should be considered more strongly. Are you hearing anything on that front?
Yes, actually, we have been in touch with the group Pandas Network and also some of the parents up in Leroy and exchanged emails last week. And because of the information that Sanevax sent to them, they are considering the vaccine. The independent doctor that went in is considering the vaccine as a possibility based on our research. And so we will see what happens. It's been very hard to get any information out about or from that group about how many girls indeed have this had this vaccine. I mean, the stories that are out there, it makes me laugh. And I could be wrong about this, Robert. Mm-hmm. As I say this every time I'm on your show, I could be wrong. I could be right, but I could be wrong. But, you know, to say that the link was that the girl from Corinth, New York, ate at a restaurant in Leroy, New York, and maybe that's the link between these illnesses, just doesn't jive for me. Calling these girls hysterical doesn't jive for me. Conversion disorder. In fact, I sent out a press release last week that called it mass hysteria, my ass hysteria.
Yeah,
said. You know, and as Norma's added to that press mm-hmm. release, is this the best that science can come up with? Conversion disorder? That's not a scientific diagnosis. That's a psychological diagnosis based on
their lack of information
nothing.
Or knowledge. I mean, literally, their idiocy, lunacy.
Based on this, I'll tell you what it's based on, that the male medical or the medical model that we use is male-based.
Yeah. Well, you know, right? I've been...
And so the woman is looked at as the second sex and therefore not even taken seriously.
Leslie, you know, I've echoed that for a long time. In fact, recently I've been railing on the medical profession over this issue of converting mass hysteria into mass psychogenesis, so it doesn't sound as sexist, but it is. I mean, it's based on the woman having a uterus. That's what hysterectomy is. And I said, how do they now claim that? Because, well, I think that 15th victim is a boy, and last I checked, boys, I don't think they have uterus, so now it's not working for them anymore the same way.
Well,
but Gardasil is supposed to.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but Gardasil still is the denominator there.
Yeah.
Because now boys are getting – we saw the same thing in California. Before California – before Governor Brown even signed AB 499 into law, doctors were vaccinating kids without parental consent. And it's very possible. We don't know if the vaccines are being given in the schools in Leroy or in Corinth. We cannot get that information out of anyone. That the parents knew, they didn't know, we don't know that either.
Well, this is definitely an episode in come to life of the old X-Files show of the 1990s. Because initially we heard the authorities, the local, et cetera, say, well, we've ruled everything out. We do know what it is. We've communicated, but we can't tell you because it's a federal issue. And it just got more bizarre from there. And I've played audio clips of some of these news stories where these moms and these daughters are saying, nobody's telling us anything. They say they have a treatment. They're not treating my daughter. And so on and on. There's so many discrepancies about what's being presented in the media, what's really happening. Just yesterday we learned that, you know, Erin Brockovich has been trying to get in there and look at other toxins. They barred her from getting in or anywhere near the school.
Have they really? Isn't that it? Now I wonder if she was wearing pants. would let her in.
Yeah, oh, yeah, maybe that's it. They needed that look of the Julia Roberts version or something.
Yeah, right, because the picture I saw of her, she was pretty she didn't look like she was walking in there. I mean, she looked like she was ready to go out and play. Mm. I mean, so she was quite sexily dressed, let's put it that way, per Erin Brockovich.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's kind of daunting for these investigators.
Well, she's bringing up the other issue of toxicity, which we do acknowledge as a potential here. Of course, my focal point is on what were these kids vaccinated with in the fall time of this, these episodes occurring. How many? Was it a flu shot? Was it a Gardasil shot? What is a combination of a number of things? Other exposures, of course, she's focal pointing on potential soil exposures and water exposures. But there's more mysteries every day. We turn over another rock and there's another layer or level of denial. And I do think when they said it was a federal issue, to me, that indicated that this was a vaccine issue, because they've got to protect desperately the vaccine industrial complex, because it's the last saving grace for an industry that is rapidly running out of patented blockbuster drugs.
The only saving grace is for the industry. It's killing people.
Mm-hmm.
And blockbuster drugs, well, I think, Norma, we can start talking about this now. We're on to something new, a new approach, a new look at really what these blockbuster biologic drugs are doing to people. And that's going to be the topic of my radio show next week with Norma, of course, always Norma, but also Dr. Hannon Polansky, who is the author of Microcompetition with Foreign DNA and the Origin of Chronic Disease.
Wow, that's going to be stunning. This is the kind of thing I love to bring out, because there's so much ignorance and arrogance in that, you know, the allopathic profession. They deny true causation and they just mask things with drugs that are very profitable. They sell well until they run out of patent and they got to get a new one. And that's the struggle right now, whereas we could be empowering people with real information about causation, avoid the cause, detoxify from the cause, and watch our health improve for the better.
Well, absolutely. And what's interesting is that Dr. Polansky is with the Center for the Biology of Chronic Disease, and a nonprofit that is researching an approach where we understand the origin of the disease or the imbalance and then develop the drug.
Mm.
I think we've got the cart in front of the horse the way we're going at it now. We're developing drugs for something and realize, oh, this could be used for something else, and it's just a mishmash. It's
sure.
And fast tracking and profit, and we are the guinea pigs, and let us not forget that. But that's going back to this radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And Norma has actually read this book. And by the way, if you go to the Center for the Biology of Chronic Disease website, you will see the list of esteemed reviewers from around the world who have given testimony to this book, including people from the NIH. So there again, we're back to, you know, the Athena Institute study and the letter to Kathleen Sebelius, and that these folks already know this stuff, and the Athena study coming out from NIH.
Right.
They are well aware of this, and I think that just the groundswell on our side as medical consumers is going to make a big difference eventually
mm-hmm.
on a lot of different fronts.
Well, we're talking with Leslie Carol Botha and Norma Erickson from SaneVax. I've got all the links up there. We'll find out how to listen to the radio show coming up next week that we're just talking about as well. In addition, when we come back from this break, I want to ask about a Ron Paul rally that just happened in Colorado. Is the message of liberty really bringing people together? Is it crossing over the divide between Democrats and Republicans? We're going to check on that and more updates on the realm of the HPV dangers, or is it the shot that is more dangerous than the HPV? We'll be back with more from SaneVax after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Continuing on now with Norma Erickson and Leslie Carroll, both are from Sane Vax, and I've got all the links up at robertscottbell.com. Of course, you check that out, and if you don't get the email updates from naturalnewsradio.com, what are you waiting for? Enter your email there. You'll get it as well. And we were talking also about an upcoming show. You're going to be talking to an expert in chronic diseases. You'll also be talking to Norma about that. Leslie, how is it that people can listen? I want to make sure I link that up as well.
Thank you. That would be great. My show airs Monday nights from 6 to 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on krfcfm.org.
krfc.fm or krfcfm.org?
fm.org.
Good. 6 to 7 p.m. Mountain Time on
Mountain
Monday.
Standard Mountain Time. Standard Time. Big show next week. In fact, the title of the show is Our Dormant Virus is Killing You Even While They Are Asleep.
Hmm. Fascinating.
And this man is really, I mean, we talk about nutrition so much, Robert. We wouldn't be in the half the messes we are in if our foods were nutrient-rich. But
you got
they're
that
not.
Right.
And what's happening is our environment is getting the better of us. We are starving our genes, if you will. Our cells are starving. They're not getting enough nutrients. And now what Dr. Polansky is bringing to the table is that we have been led to believe that when viruses are dormant in our body, i.e. that we have been exposed to HPV or we've been exposed to herpes or we've been exposed to chickenpox,
yes,
that if our bodies are alkaline enough and our immunity is high, that these viruses lay low and kind of sleep.
Yep.
Well, no.
So where is he going with that?
He is saying that dormant viruses are actually more dangerous because they act as parasites. And they are, in this for survival of the fittest, just like we are, and that they are actually sucking the nutrients out of the cells.
Well, they're in it for themselves, in other words.
They're in it for themselves. That's the universal law here, survival of the fittest.
Well, it sounds a lot like...
We need to learn to live in balance with everything around us and not always fight everything. That's
wrong. When you mentioned parasites, Leslie, I was thinking of traditional establishment Democrats and Republicans, and I just couldn't help that. sucking the life out of...
Was that a segue there?
Yes, that's a segue. Sucking the life out of all of us if we continue to allow it, yet... I've been interviewing this kindly gentleman, grandfatherly, as they say, medical doctor, and an amazing man in the realm of economics. But here he is running for president now, Dr. and Congressman Ron Paul. And some of the things that he's mentioned, like freedom brings us together. Some people say, oh, that's just a slogan. That's not real. But those of you that have gone to a rally that Ron Paul speaks at, you're looking around and you're going, wow, this is not your typical, I say, Republican thing. It's different. Something's going on. And Leslie, yesterday, I understand you were at a Ron Paul rally in Colorado?
That is correct. Youth for Ron Paul had a rally at Colorado State University and the Laurie Student Center. They packed the house. I actually found out about it Sunday morning. I was on Facebook early and was able to get a reserved seat.
Nice.
I thought at first, and I said this on my radio show last night, well, it's always good to see what the other side is thinking about. Mm-hmm. And then my son and I got there this morning and realized this man really has a lot to say. And his message is intelligent. I think his message goes across party lines to Democrats, Republicans, and independents. And the message is legalize freedom.
Yes.
And which was is a wonderful message. And basically, Ron Paul wants to restore our liberties. Is that idealistic? Yeah. Will he get it done? I don't think that Ron Paul would sell out to corporate America like the Republicans and the Democrats have. And the only way Ron Paul will get it done is if we have a mass push to get him into office. And that's going to come from the people.
Yeah.
But both my son and I were very impressed with his presence and with his message and his stance. And it gave us something. And we weren't the only ones walking out going, wow. We walked out with another college-age student who asked, you know, if we were Democrats. And we said, yeah. He said, so am I. And he said, are you impressed? And we said, yes. And he said, well, so am I. And kind of walked away. So Ron Paul certainly got his message across at Colorado State University yesterday.
Well, it's really a refreshing thing to hear as well, because there's such a divide. People, you know, they'll thrive on the emotionalism of the other guy, the other side. As you said, I mean, there's a lot of that divide. We call it the Hegelian dialectic in philosophy, right? They divide a right and a left, make it an artificial. And there can be genuine distinctions and beliefs that are different. But as Ron has said, he's seemingly overwhelming and overcoming it. And I think this may explain the fear from the establishment right and left for a Ron Paul candidacy, because if you watch the news, whether it be Fox News or MSNBC or anything in between, they all seem to pile on and say he's not electable. Why would they say that, even though he's gaining more support than others in the race that are clearly not electable based on who they are, like a Newt Gingrich, hint, hint, for instance?
Yeah, hint, hint. Right, exactly. Well, like I said, the only way Ron Paul is electable is if the people elect him. Mm-hmm. And that means people coming across all party lines under the message of that we want our freedom back, we want our liberties back, that President Obama signed that law on January 31st allowing the government or the military to assassinate or to give the president the right to assassinate anybody of subject or of question, and the right to detain anybody who is of subject or questionable subject is very scary. And I've been an Obama supporter. I voted for him the first time. I was dismayed when he went against our Bill of Rights on January 31st when most of us were well, not all of us. Norm and I, of course, work not 24 hours a day, but most everyone else was drinking and partying.
Right. Yeah, well, that's
you know what I mean? I mean, it was kind of like, not transparent, Obama. No. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well, and there was such a high level of disgust, including from myself, over the Bush administration, the Bush years. So here you had this hope and change concept, and people were really hoping for the change. Exactly. And it didn't, it wasn't delivered. And the more we're seeing of this, we realize that the global corporations tend to own both parties, and yes, they allow puppets to come into power. It can be, you can attack Bush, we could attack Obama. I'm not so interested in that as much as, you know, promoting the principles. And that's where I've, you know, followed Ron Paul's career for so many years and saying, no wonder why the Republicans didn't like him, because he never, you know, when they told him to do something, they just stopped visiting his office. They said, he's going to do what he wants based on the Constitution. We can't buy him.
Right, exactly. And of course, now I'm talking about Ron Paul as an individual and not certainly representative of Sanebacks. And I want to make that
sure. Yeah, no, that's okay. That's important.
That's really important. And I'm just relating an experience and how mm-hmm. we walked out and how we felt about it. And certainly we have to look seriously into his different policies now.
Well, and we look at the vaccine issue, Norma and Leslie, this is a big one for all of us here talking together. And one of the things that was so refreshing many years ago when I first interviewed Congressman Paul, he was a physician. I'm a homeopath. We're on, you know, totally, supposedly antagonistic, although I'm all about freedom and healing. He says that, you know, he completely supports the freedom of the holistic model in medicine to be competing with the regular allopathic. And of course, never, never did he believe that we should force children, much less dupe parents into forcing children to getting any vaccine. That should be a personal family decision between a doctor-patient relationship.
Well, I can't argue with that one. I guess speaking as an individual, mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's informed consent. And yeah. I think people need to wake up and realize they do not have informed consent anywhere in their lives. And that's, there's a lot of reasons for that, and that would take another whole show, but we're not going to go into that today.
No.
But it's a big issue, and we need to make sure that we are being informed so that when we say yes, we know what we're saying yes to.
Yep. Well, I do appreciate your candor and sharing that story. People love to hear that. I certainly do. And Norma, I know you were quiet on that front. And I recognize, again, as officially when you're working with an organization, it's not an endorsement per se, but we share these things individually. And I'm glad you're both willing to share that. And, of course, the message of freedom definitely bringing us together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Freedom and freedom of choice.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of the next step, you all have put out so much information, so much science, and of course now the letters to Sebelius, the letters to educators around the world. I mentioned this, we talked on the break about this, but I will be presenting at the Health Freedom Expo March 2nd through 4th in Long Beach, California. My first lecture on Friday afternoon there will be about this issue, the HPV, the controversy of the shot, the immune system. Does it cause cancer? Does it not? How do we clear it? And you have agreed so graciously also to include some information we'll be able to hand out to everybody in attendance there. What do you see as the further or the next steps coming up?
Oh, we got plans.
I love that.
We have got plans. I don't know if we're ready to disclose.
I know. What can you give us a sneak preview on? Anything you can reveal?
Well, I think Monday night's radio show mm-hmm. is going to be huge, Robert, and not to promote my radio show on your radio show.
Oh, you know, I don't mind
it's,
it. Of course,
it's the content.
It's yes, yes.
And the content is we need to be looking at this new direction in medicine. And I think this man is brilliant. His book is worth reading. It's a free download, by the way. And I think, you know, everyone needs to be concerned about starving genes and cellular nutrition and the damage that's being done on the cellular level, not just with the viruses that are already present in our body, but also what the biologic medicines are adding to that damage. And I think therein will be a key to understanding why the adverse reactions, why the hit and miss on the adverse reactions, and our conversations with the Center for the Biology of Chronic Disease have opened up new windows of understanding that we are excited to be able to share with the world, and eventually we'll be able to share with the world the next project that Sanebacks is working on. Why are we not disclosing this? Because the only reason Sanebacks has gotten to be where it is today, it's because we do our research. We consult with our medical team of experts that we have now that have come to us from all around the world. We are very careful because we know that we are being watched. But on the other hand, and Norma feels the same way, we feel we have a moral obligation to medical consumers around the world to share information like what's in Dr. Polansky's book.
Well, I look forward to reading as well and presenting on that. Of course, I've addressed the issue of viruses latency, like McFarlane-Burnett introduced so many years ago, and I'd be curious to see as far as if he's identified activity of these so-called latent or dormant viruses and how that's impacting human health. Absolutely, that'd be exciting to delve further into. And Norma, what do you see for the future here?
Sanvax is moving in a very exciting direction. What we are trying to do at this point is build an international coalition of medical professionals and scientists who are willing to examine potential causation factors, identify those, try and identify which individuals are at risk for increased vaccine dangers, perhaps, and developing protocols for those that are injured.
Norm Erickson, Leslie, Carol Botha from Sanvax, sanvax.org. I've got all the links up in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thank you for adding so much to our first year here on Natural News Radio with the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And thank you, Robert. We appreciate your support.
Oh, you got it. Keep rocking the health world. I know you will. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO food to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A little later this evening, your humble host, Robert Scott Bell, will be co-hosting the 10th Amendment Center's radio show with Michael Bolden. I believe we have Nick Gonzalez, Dr. Nick, scheduled. They love him at the 10th Amendment Center. This guy is, in addition to being all about freedom and healing cancer, he is a guy that understands politics and economics, and we tie it all together, which is always a blast. So if you can't get enough of the Robert Scott Bell Show and Nicholas Gonzalez and the 10th Amendment Center, we'll be all together tonight. I've got the links up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. And don't forget, March 31st, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. All of my Northeast Corridor listeners, come on down and see me. We'll be there at the Nullify Now Conference along with Tom Woods. You heard Jack Hunter on the air the other day. I think it was just yesterday we had Jack. Southern Avenger may be there as well. We're working on it. So really exciting things happening. in terms of healing on a political and economic level, in addition to the physiological health. And of course, I will be speaking on the concept of the 10th Amendment nullification being a matter of life and death. And of course, the Native Americans should know it because of the spam attacks. And now if it isn't bad enough with spam, then they come back in and go, okay, we feel bad for you and your diabetes. How about this diabetes drug? Don, hey, let's give him some diabetes drug, and then what?
Metformin.
Oh, my gosh. Pancreatic cancer.
Yep.
New. You see that new study linking diabetes drug, metformin, to cases of pancreatic cancer? And this is another scenario where it completely ignore the reason for the dysfunction, attack the body with synthetic pharmaceuticals to manage the symptoms, and create 10 other disastrous scenarios. Again, Thomas Jefferson, he was absolutely prescient in what he had said so long ago. In addition to Benjamin Rush, Dr. Benjamin Rush, who I've quoted, he was one of the founding fathers and signer to the Declaration of Independence, who said, unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, a time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges, or rights in this case, to all others. Now, in addition to the diabetes, pancreatic cancer risk with the drugs of Big Pharma and FDA, a big story on Natural News is proving that the cancer industry has no interest in curing cancer. If they find a pharmaceutical cure, you think, okay, if we find a drug, it'd be great. But no, they don't even want that, because it's party time over for the cancer pharmaceutical industry if they find a genuine cure. Are you surprised about this, Don?
The cure is not in the cure. I mean, the money.
The money is not in the cure.
The money is not in the cure.
The cure is not in. We're out. The cure is out.
Not in the cure. Spam, spam, spam. Anyway, this is actually an amazing story. You're not going to hear anybody else covering this story, because if the word got out on this, I think people would be outraged that there is a drug. Now, this drug called DCA, I'm not going to try and print it with
dichloroacetate.
And it's, they discovered, they did research in Canada back in 2007 and found that this DCA was working on cancer. But for some reason, why do you think it is, Robert? Why is it that the cancer industry is not interested in doing any further investigation on DCA?
What do you mean? They're not interested in finding a cure for cancer?
Don. They don't want to have anything to do
with
it.
You're just a conspiracy theorist, Don. You're just one of those wacky tinfoil hat wearers.
Is it just coincidence then that DCA is no longer patented?
Could it be?
Aha.
Could it be?
Could it be? It has to do with the patent. There's no money in DCA.
Yeah. So what we know here in the natural realm is that there is no genuine interest in curing cancer. And that's what we've done and we've covered for many years. That's why we've lambasted, if we can say it that way, the pink ribbon campaign of the Komen for the Cure stuff, because it's completely bogus. You tug on the heartstrings of people that have genuinely suffered with breast cancer, for instance, or have family members or friends, and they go, I really want to help. And they do, and they play it out. And then they raise money for a pharmaceutical industrial complex and war on cancer that Nixon declared back in the early 70s. That basically is designed to perpetuate the war, like we're living in today, perpetual warfare. And who wins? Who wins? The bankers, of course, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the military industrial complex, etc. And in the meantime, they continue to research more chemotoxic substances, and they keep playing chemotherapeutic games of chicken with your body, with your cells. And then they throw more radiation into the mix with TSA, etc. So rather than utilizing DCA, the dichloroacetate, which is still a drug, we admit, but we'll acknowledge what it can do.
Here's the thing. This researcher did these tests, and he did these tests on cancer cells, human cancer cells, not just mice or monkeys or something. These tests were done on human cancer cells outside the body and in cancerous mice, and had profound success with this DCA. But the DCA, unfortunately, is a generic drug now. And so there's no money to be made on this. And instead, what Big Pharma is doing is they're investing in doing this researching on these expensive chemo substances, at $50,000, $100,000 per round. and they're completely ignoring DCA. Now, there needs to be some outrage about this. This needs to be pointed out. It is so obvious that they are only looking for ways to make money in this. And you're right. A lot of people look at this and they go, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist.
Right.
You know, put your tinfoil hat back on. But it's true. It's absolutely true that there is something here. And this DCA is not something even that you would probably recommend that somebody do, that there are other ways that we could deal with cancer.
Of course.
But
well,
here's something where research has been done. It has had profound success. Why is it Big Pharma does not want to have anything to do with DCA?
Listen, the congressman outside of Bedell, if you remember Berkeley Bedell and others, a few others that have basically benefited from natural medicine and cancer and other things, have largely become basically what we call puppets for Big Pharma. They expect the money from the pharmaceutical research organizations and lobbyist groups that lobbies actually with more money than any other industry to Congress, to the Senate. And so for that reason, don't expect Congress to start going, let's look at DCA, how great that is. They're not going to do it. A clinching paragraph here in the story on Natural News on the story. The medical mafia has created a matrix that demands big bucks to make big bucks for sick care, right? Instead of curing. Everyone is in on the scam, and if you are, you make out financially. If you're not, of course, they're going to attack you. He says this, the cancer industry accuses alternative cancer therapist of quackery and taking advantage of the desperately ill for financial gain, right? This is what they say. Oh, you're just wanting to make a buck off of people that are just desperately ill. Well, of course, accusing others of your motives and crimes is called projection. So they're basically projecting onto the people that genuinely want to help the very thing, the evil that they're perpetrating on the people that most desperately need the genuine help, much like the Native Americans, rather than going back to the Native American medicine man, right? The medicine of the herbs, the plants, the medicinals. They want to force on the spam that causes them to be dependent on pharmaceutical industrial complex, more interventions for drugs and for things that are very profitable because they're perpetuating the monopoly. The truth is the medical pharmaceutical complex is crony capitalism. It's not free market. And only Ron Paul gets that of all the presidential contenders. And they don't want a cure for cancer, but we speak freely about that. In fact, the use of selenium alone, which is my number one priority to get anybody that is suffering or thinks they're suffering from any immune dysregulation deficiency, including cancer, is to increase selenium levels, which has been scientifically validated and proven. And that's why Jonathan Emord, my hero, the FDA Dragon Slayer, has gone to bat and beaten the FDA 7 times already in court for the purposes of just saying, can we at least speak freely about the fact that the science supports the use of selenium in prevention, reversal, treatment of cancer? And they've acquiesced a little bit, but they say, we don't agree with it. Well, who gives a flip if the FDA doesn't agree with it? If they don't agree with it, it largely means that it's probably valid and true, and you should be paying attention to it. And so, great article there on Natural News. Please spread the word out. If you've got any pink ribbon-wearing friends, let them know that they are being duped. But do it gently and kindly. They're not going to like you if you just come out and say, aha, you're a dupe. No, we've got to be compassionate.
You suck.
Yeah. We've got to be compassionate about this as well. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit of political healing next hour before we get to Waishali, and we'll talk about some very interesting things from a spiritual context and emotional as well about the GMOs and Monsanto literally causing infertility across the global spectrum, much to the dreams of Bill Gates. But we're going to talk about the Florida results, right, from yesterday. We'll talk to Liam Sheff. He'll be reporting out almost as if he's at the voting booth, but we're going to talk with him about his experience yesterday there as well. But in the meantime, remember, tonight, 10th Amendment Center Radio, I've got the links up at robertscottbell.com. Call me if you have any questions or comments at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And, of course, naturalnewsradio.com. Enter your email address for alerts and updates on a daily basis, Monday through Friday. Stand by. Take a deep breath. We're coming right back with some political healing, the updates on Ron Paul as well, before being joined by Liam Sheff, then Waishali on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks for being here. Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness, and
nausea, hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, if enthusiasm wins election, we win hands down. Just a little while ago, I called Governor Romney and congratulated him, and we had a friendly... We had a friendly conversation, and I honestly congratulate him. He ran a good campaign, but I also said I would see him soon in the caucus states.
Look out! Look out, everybody! Ron Paul is on the move. Very exciting.
There were a few people in that crowd that don't like Romney, it sounds
I
like.
I can't imagine why. He's only Credit Suisse and Goldman Sachs boy to counteract.
But listen, you know what? Ron Paul took the high road. You know, hey, you know, he ran a good campaign. And look, I'll tell you, Romney seems like a nice guy. I mean, he doesn't seem like a bad guy. You know, if he had been talking about Gingrich or Santorum, I probably would have been out there booing, too.
No, I think that... Overall, if you look at the, let's say, the interaction of a guy like Romney, he does seem to be just like a genuinely friendly guy to some extent. Of course, that we'll give him no quarter on his positions or his flipping and flopping positions. But what struck me, and by the way, if you haven't heard, Florida, of course, was as predicted. Romney won big time. Gingrich was an angry second. Let's see, Santorum just kind of trudged up the rear with whatever little money he has left. And Ron Paul got, what did we say, 7-8%?
Yeah, it was 7 or 8%. But as I think I mentioned in the first hour, he got twice as many votes. And we're seeing this as a pattern that in each state that he goes
doubling.
Even when he, you know, I mean, he hasn't won a state yet, but he's getting way more votes than he got in the previous campaign, which is a victory in itself. And you know, you mentioned an angry second with Gingrich. Yes. You know, here you've got Ron Paul comes in fourth, calls Romney and congratulates him. Gingrich comes in second. Guess what? No phone call.
Oh, my goodness.
Surprise, surprise. Gingrich. Yeah.
A little bitter, are we? Listen,
oh, just a little.
I think what was funny about this, and by the way, when we have the Sainvax gals on, we got coming up shortly with Norma and Leslie. Leslie was at one of those talks from Ron Paul in Colorado. They were absolutely packed. I mean, people were overflowing to see Ron Paul in Colorado. The enthusiasm, the excitement. I mean, here's a guy that's having a blast right now, seeing the growth of this movement, this Back to Liberty movement. And one thing, among many things, if you will, is that the Republican Party has got to realize now that without Ron Paul, they don't beat Obama. Because even in Florida, that 7% that Ron Paul got without campaigning there, They lose without that 7%. They lose to Obama. There's no way. And that's low on the low side because you've seen some of these other states where he's pulled over 20, 25%. So now it becomes a question of, do they think they can buy off Ron Paul? No, they know they can't buy off Ron Paul. He can't be sold. He's not for sale. Can they buy off Ron Paul supporters? Well, I'd say the vast majority of people that are in for Ron Paul are not in for anybody else. They can't be. I mean, there might be a few percentage points of Ron Paul supporters that can go, okay, I'll go for the Republicans because I don't like Obama. But the vast majority are tired and sick and tired, in fact, of the Hegelian dialectic. They don't buy into the left-right paradigm the same way anymore. And they're going to go, screw it. Let Obama win. We don't want him to win, but we're not going to put Romney in as if that's going to be any different. Because right. He's still being supported by the same moneyed interest that orchestrated the bubbles and the collapses, including that which occurred with the housing collapse, the bubble. So I see this as something that the Republicans are going to have to make peace with, the fact that they either, let's say, get Romney out of the way as the delegate count increases, because we're headed to a brokered convention, or they just say, okay, Obama gets it, and then we got to look for Rand Paul 4 years from now.
Right.
That's my assessment.
You know, It's interesting. It sometimes it really sucks to be a principled voter, and that's the way it's been for me. And I know a lot of people are in the same camp where when it comes time to vote, I have never been one of those guys that will vote for the guy mm-hmm. who's going to win. I've always voted for somebody, and sometimes I've voted for some fringe candidates.
Right.
You know, I've voted for the Constitution Party candidate
yep.
or for the Libertarian candidate or so, because I just refuse to vote for somebody because there's a strategy.
Well, that's why we get along so well.
I vote for principle.
Don, that's why we get along so well, of course. Now, I have a message for my elder listeners. Of course, it's for everybody, but I'm thinking about our grandmas and grandpas, if you will, moms that are older, and they're still hemming and hawing and going, I think I'm going to vote for Romney because he can win, right? And I'm going to say this to you right now. Listen, and you can pass this message on to your parents and grandparents if you want. I'm going to be frank, but bold and frank about this, insensitive perhaps, but you're nearing the end of your life cycle here. And your vote for Ron Paul is not going to take away your Social Security. We've talked about that. He's the only one that can salvage it for those that are still on it. But let me just say, if you have the perception that Romney's better on Medicaid, Medicare, which he's not, on Social Security, don't think in terms of your selfish needs and desires to stay on this, because this is about your kids and grandkids at this point. You're at the end of your life cycle. You're going to be leaving planet Earth sometime. I don't wish it on you anytime soon. That's not what I'm saying here. But get out of your head about, oh, Romney can beat Obama, and start thinking about the future of this country in terms of its bankruptcy. Do you want your kids to live in a country that no longer has any money at all, that can't take care of anybody, that has become dependent upon it, and transition off of that? Am I being too insensitive about this, Don? I just got to ask, because it's just coming through to me, because there are some that are just so stubborn about this Romney thing.
Well, no. And, you know, I saw there was a picture that was going around, and I posted this to our Facebook page, mm-hmm. where it says that if all of the people that said I like Ron Paul but he can't win mm-hmm. voted for Ron Paul,
yep,
he would win.
That exactly.
I mean, it's
right.
It's that simple. It really is that simple. That the reason why Ron Paul won't win is because people won't vote for him. I mean, I don't know, that just seems so simple.
I'm asking
really,
them.
Really, it's honestly true. It's a psychological thing.
I am asking them to take a leap. I imagine it might be difficult, but vote on principle. Vote on the future. Don't worry about if you think he can win or not at this point. What does it matter, right? How many years more are you going to be on the planet? Let's think about the next generation, paying it forward, right? That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm saying here. If anybody's offended by that, give me a call at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And if you don't vote, I respect you too. I do. I understand why, because the participation in the political system almost endorses a lot of the slavery that I see has occurred over the last 100 years. But my point is, if you are going to do so, make it count. And that's, you know, unlike the message, oh, it's not going to count if you – no, make it count by doing something that your kids and grandkids will thank you for in the future. Because even if he's not winning or doesn't win, it still sends a message that business as usual, not your days are numbered. Your days are numbered. But here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we obviously promote longevity. So I could be wrong about the old folks listening. You could be living 20, 30, 40, 50 years more because you listen to the good information that we're letting loose on here that would provide for – longevity and health in longevity. So tell your friends about it. We've got lots more rocking and rolling to do. Hey, we're on the eve of the 1 year anniversary since we launched
Can
the additional 5 days.
Can you believe it? Yes.
Isn't that amazing? Coming up, we've got Liam Sheff. In fact, before we get Liam on the line, I've got, check it out, Don, see if you can get the Hanging Chad on the line while we're on the break here. We'll talk to the Hanging Chad next, and then Liam should join us. And then after that, we have Vaishali. We're going to talk about Monsanto, Roundup Ready, infertility, and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with us.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Continuing now our coverage of the Florida results. Of course, Ron Paul's up there in Maine getting some real delegates. We have with us in Florida, it's unique, you know, because the voters there, that you talk about the disenfranchisement of voters going all the way back to the 1999-2000 election of George Bush and Al Gore and that so-called debacle. And they had something, a new species that came to this planet. I didn't hear about them before, but they were called Hanging Chads. In fact, we were able, so because of Super Don's great abilities of tracking people down in Florida, wanting to get to the electorate, find out what's happening in the vote for Ron Paul or not, we have got a Hanging Chad on the line. I believe that. Are you there, Mr. Chad?
Hello, it's wonderful to be here.
Hello, Mr. Hanging Chad. You sound like you have a little bit of a British accent. Did you move from England to Florida?
Oh, I'm a snowbird. You've found me out.
Okay, but you've been in Florida long enough, I guess, to register to vote in the election. Is that correct?
Vote? We just steal the Yes. I've been here long enough to register. But don't worry about registering. Good luck.
Well, why do you say that?
Oh, I mean, if you register to vote for who we do not want you to vote for, you may find that you cannot vote.
Are you saying that you as a Hanging Chad would stop a person from voting, or how would you describe what you would do here?
Would I? That's a punchline to one of my favorite jokes, in fact. Yes, I would. I would, Robert. I would stop them. All you need is a squinchy mark on the paper, something that doesn't seem quite right when you send in your ballot and they say, well, clearly you meant to vote for Mitt Romney, not Ronald Paul.
Well, I thought that since the whole controversy surrounding the 2000 election, the Hanging Chads, that this problem was taken care of in Florida. We wouldn't be looking at this again.
I love when you make me laugh.
Oh, what was funny about that?
Oh, you were being serious. I'm sorry, I didn't understand. You Americans, you're so insouciant. I never know. In any case, listen, we take what we want, so good luck. Your friend Liam was there trying to vote today, and he was refused because apparently he marked the wrong box, so they say.
That was Liam. Liam was registering as a Republican to vote for Ron Paul. What are you saying, that they didn't let him?
Oh, not at all. He wouldn't be allowed to vote for Ronald Paul. Yes, they informed him, I'm sorry, we won't be able to cast the vote even though you registered. He was a bit perplexed, but he took it in good spirits. Defeated by the system.
I'm a bit perplexed. I mean, he was very excited to vote for Ron Paul, had signed up, registered as a Republican. We covered it here on the air. What are you saying? Was his card bent? What happened?
Oh, I don't know. It was a smudge on a paper that didn't make sense to the person reading it, and therefore he's not eligible to vote. Not in the primary. Perhaps if he gets his things in order, we'll see about the final election, if he agrees to vote for Mitt Romney.
Well, that's the thing that's got me greatly concerned here, Mr. Chad. By the way, we're talking to a hanging Chad in Florida about the voting process in yesterday's election in Florida. Of course, we know Ron Paul pretty much didn't have the $100 million to throw like Mitt Romney did at the state. So he went up to Maine to get some real delegates. But still, those people like Liam, our favorite Liam, he's going out there to pull a plunger? Do you push the Chad? Is it electronic? Mr. Chad, he goes in there and says, I want to vote. And did they know he was going to vote for Ron Paul?
Well, he's here. You can put yourself with yourself if you like. Anyway, I'm going to go get some sun before we steal the... before Mitt Romney wins.
Okay, Mr. Chad, I appreciate you taking the time to join us here from Florida. Evidently, more controversy from the Florida elections. I don't know if it's a commission or if it's been decommissioned, but apparently the hanging Chads are taking on new life and new incarnations here, as we now hear that Liam Sheff was refused the ability to vote for Ron Paul in Florida. I sure hope Mr. Hanging Chad gave the phone back to Liam.
Nope. Robert, are you there?
Liam. Oh, thank you. You got that Mr. Chad out. He sounded a little pretentious. He used words like insouciant or insouciant.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just, hi, thanks. Okay, I got it. I was trying to vote, and, yesterday when we were all going out to vote, and I went to the local precinct where I was registered, and they spent a while looking at my information. They said, oh, don't worry, honey. And the really nice lady there named Connie with a K, she's Norwegian, or by background, even though she looks Cuban, because she's also Cuban by background. And we got into a chat, so it was nice to talk with her. And she said, don't worry, honey, we'll find you. So they looked, and finally they found me. And she said, oh, well, you're registered as not having a party affiliation. And I said, well, that's funny, because I intentionally registered Republican so that I could vote. I would never register Republican or Democrat, really, for any reason except to vote for a particular candidate. So I did that, and as far as I know, it kind of makes you feel like, did I do something wrong? Did I pull the wrong, did I not pay enough attention? But I submitted my form with a friend, and we both filled it out and checked it, and they said, no, you have to fill it out this way, so we filled it out. And
I remember talking to Lynn, and she was talking about how so many people, even Democrats, were going to re-register as Republicans to vote for Ron Paul this time.
No, that's the friend I went with, So I thought I did everything as I was supposed to, but apparently I didn't, or something. So who knows? I can't make a solid case that I felt pretty confident that I filled it out correctly. I wouldn't have filled it out except not just to vote, but to vote as a Republican in the primary. That's why I filled that out.
Did they allow your friend to vote as well?
Apparently hers was all right. So, I can't make a legal case about it. I'm only one person, but it's a little troubling, right? You think that you're supposed to be able to go vote. I'm an American citizen. Look, I have this information. I just want to vote in the primary so my guy gets on the ballot or whoever your candidate is, and they say, no, we don't like the way we say you filled out this piece of paper, and I have
you no have no recourse. That was the point I was bringing. Did they give you any option for recourse to go ahead and vote, and they would hang on to it to see, like, a provisional ballot? We heard about that in the year 2000 and the year of the hanging chad. Nothing like that was available to you, according to this?
Not that I'm aware of. They certainly didn't offer. They let me walk out without voting. I said, well, I wasn't, you know, I didn't storm out. I didn't call anybody anything. I just said, well, hey, I'm on the radio. I'll talk about it.
Yeah. By the way, we're talking to my superhero sidekick, Liam Sheff. He's out on the road. We're going to get him back in studio tomorrow for our 1 year anniversary since launching the Natural News Radio version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's going to be great. Maybe we'll have some party favors and some noisemakers in here. If Liam's here, though, we'll be noisemakers. So we'll have fun. I'm looking forward to that.
I don't know what that means, but I'll take it. Hey, I want to thank Amy's Livin' Magic last week sent us some food. And
that was nourishing.
Livin' Magic. So I don't know. We'll have to have something good tomorrow. I'm not sure what it will be.
Well, something festive for sure.
Hey, oh, you know what?
Go ahead.
I have how about a chad dip? Just a dip. I make it myself. It's a dip, and you take all the chads, you mix them together. You need a little salt, a little vinegar, a little olive oil.
I think Chad would have something to say about that besides insouciant.
Insouciant.
Yes, I know. I like playing with those French words. Hey, listen, Liam, last hour, I know you weren't here today, so I wanted to let you know I interviewed the gals from St. Vax, and Leslie went to a Ron Paul, let's say it was a real get-together, a lot of the youth for Ron Paul or something, youth group at a university out there in Colorado. And she's a registered lifelong Democrat. As she said, she brought her son, who's also leaning Democrat, and they went and listened to Ron Paul. Not only were they amazed that he was trying to legalize freedom, but they talked to another younger guy that she said afterwards were looking around and say, what did you think? And the other kid said, I was very impressed. And so when Ron talks about freedom bringing us together, there's evidence now, not just because we say it or he says it, but that's really happening out there.
Well, that's nice. Did they get to vote?
Well, we don't know yet. That primary in Colorado hasn't happened yet, but they definitely have acknowledged their registration for or in support of Ron Paul now, having acknowledged that they supported Obama prior. And I understand the reason, believe me, I do, coming out of the Bush years, that you would want to buy into a hope and change scenario. But if the Democrats now, those have been left-leaning for a long time, so to speak, I understand it's a Hegelian dialectic terminology, but those who have been in that thought form for a long time.
Big words.
Well, I had to keep up with the hanging chad.
Hegel.
Hegel.
Hey, everybody loves a little Hegel.
Yeah, I like cream cheese on my Hegel. And so in this case, we're looking at the awakening of the electorate on both sides, and this is the great fear of the political establishment coming through. Is it a reason that they didn't want Liam Sheff to vote because they knew he was going to vote for Ron Paul? We don't know for sure, but certainly there are suspicious things that have happened, including Diebold voting machines.
Am I egotistical enough to think that they just went after me? Look, maybe the smudge on the, you know, on the paper was too light, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they just said, Liam would never vote for a Republican. We'll fix it for him. I don't really know. I don't know which one of those two unlikely scenarios it is. But I have to tell you, what's troublesome is that you walk in, I would never vote. You know, I mean, my line is always I don't vote because I don't want to encourage them. And so I've been sort of a proud non-voter for a number of years because I just think the system is just so vile. I don't want to give anybody any credit. But then the Ron Paul thing came along, and I understood that and understood it's very different. So I said, okay, I said I'd vote, so I'll vote. You know, I mean, you have to talk me into it, but I'll do it. And I go, and Aaron Vigora, they won't let me. They won't let me. And I know there are rules. I know there are rules to voting. You have to be an American citizen or not. It's like having a driver's license down here. I met a guy. I was doing some printing because we're going to be at the Health Freedom Expo.
That's right, coming up.
In Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Health Freedom Expo. And so I was doing some printing at one of the local print places and seeing how much they could rip me off for and all that kind of stuff, which they like to do. And I talked them into ripping me off for less, but that took a little work. Anyway, the guy said, oh, I'm, you know, a cop pulled me over the other day, and he said, you know, I can take you to jail. And I said, on what grounds? And the guy said, well, it's because I'm from New York, but I moved down here, and I don't have a Florida ID yet. And I said, so how could he take you to jail? And he said, well, apparently the law is that as soon as you enter another territory or whatever, right,
Well,
you
it's
have
the to, establishment.
Within 10 days, they said. Within 10 days, you have to have this information if you're driving. And I thought, wow, I didn't realize it was like a Civil War time and we had to be so tightly controlled. I'm new to all of this.
Well, it's establishment of residency, which is basically an acknowledgement of the subhuman corporate status where you're granted certain privileges. And that's another story for another show, which occasionally we touch on those issues. But it's another a great point to put up in regards to the police state. And what you experienced, in my mind, with the voting there, similar to what people are experiencing with the TSA, you abandon common sense, all ye who enter here, right? If you say, listen, I signed up as a Republican, there's got to be some level of, okay, let's go back and look at the right. Let's somehow go, okay, provisional, but something. But none of that was allowed, much like the TSA when Senator Rand Paul was going through. And, oh, it went. The signal went off. They wouldn't let him go through it again. They insisted they had to frisk him, and he refused. Thank goodness somebody's standing up against the TSA tyranny. But that's where you lose the humanity. Suddenly you're now operating like robots with rules, and there are no humans anymore. And that, I think, is a little bit of a symbol, you know, in your experience with the voting guy or gal there. Was it Connie with a K who said, nope, sorry, can't do it, even though the whole reason I signed up was for that reason. So
right. You know. And look, she was very nice. I mean, I said, hey, you're very nice. And she was. She was charming and funny and made jokes and tried to say, hey, I'm sorry. And she, you know, she went out of her way to call the precinct, mm-hmm. and they looked and they said, oh, you didn't register right. I said, but I registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I know, I registered to vote in a way that I never had before, which was as Republican. So there were two things that were submitted, mine and my friend's. And apparently mine was wrong, even though we filled them out together, checked them. She checked them. She made sure. So hers was okay, but mine wasn't. Anyway, who knows what it all means. Only to say that I'm going to go make sure that I can vote in the final election. And on the primary, on the ballot or not, I'm voting for Ron Paul.
Yes.
And that should be understood. I'm not joking about that. That's, mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. I'm not going to not vote for him. I'm not going to vote for the lesser of two evils.
Mm-hmm.
I said I was going to vote for Ron Paul, and so I am. And the reason I'm voting for Ron Paul is when all of this is over and the next phony baloney Deutsche Bank or whatever, AIG sellout is put into power, I can look around and say, well, I voted for Ron Paul, and this is the kind of candidate that we need to vote for if you don't want what's surely going to happen to happen again. You know, it if you see something, say something, Robert. I see something, so I'm saying something.
Well, and indeed, you know, you recognize Connie with a K was a nice, seemingly nice and jovial, and that's great. We'd rather have pleasant, but it's sort of like if your captors and prison guards are pleasant, I guess that's better. But is it ideal? Is it what we're striving for in the same way? Yeah, there's occasionally a TSA person that might smile at you and might joke, but by and large, it doesn't
smile.
Make you feel. Yeah.
Robert,
yeah.
I've gotten to at least third base, or they have with me.
Well, yes, this is true. I didn't want to go into that family show aspect of it today. Then nobody was expecting it. But yes, I agree. In fact, you want to talk about some stories we can cover that will take away the family show? Well, we'll get into that. Anyway, anniversary show tomorrow. Stand by. We'll see how far we go in what direction. But suffice it to say, as I said, I'm glad it was a pleasant experience. I'm disappointed that they wouldn't let you vote. So count one less vote for Ron Paul in Florida because of what they did, the, let's say, lack of decency, humanity. You go, okay, yeah, you did sign. I can't. Why would you be here if you weren't doing it for that reason? But no,
yeah.
We can't do that.
Yeah.
All right.
We trust you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not here. You're not just blowing smoke. You're clearly here to vote. You showed up in your voting shirt.
Your voting pajamas, whatever.
And yeah.
It's like
I had
you
my voting pajamas on. I was ready.
Liam.
How dare they?
You're such a troublemaker. It's like you in line at the TSA. I trust all you people. You're not going to blow up the plane. Oh, don't talk to me about that. I mean, these are the kind of...
That's what I say when I go to the airport. I stand in the line where you're not supposed to say anything, and I say, you know, actually, I trust all of you. I'm not even slightly anxious about any of you, so you can all get on the plane. You know, I feel like anybody who would go and stand in that line,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it's because the guys who, you know, supposedly blew up the whatevers didn't have any weapon that anybody can tell except
mm-hmm.
the story that would be later foisted upon them, so I'm not anxious. I also believe that airline pilots, most of them were in the military. They come from the Air Force. So I have confidence that they're going to hold that cockpit secure.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm with you on that. So let's look forward to having you back on board tomorrow in studio to do some anniversary showing, if you will, and we'll have a good time with that. I appreciate the reports. It's like you're my roving reporter today out there on the voting booth story.
Well, I may be. Well, yes, yeah, I may be more so. I may be in New York for an extended period, and we're going to be at this thing called the. What is it, the Alive Awards?
Yeah, the Alive Foundation up there in New York City. That's June 21st, 22nd, nominated for Best Health Show. And they've asked us to come up there and do some talking, emceeing, whatever else we're going to do up there, including broadcasting. So among the many events we'll be letting you know about over the next coming few weeks and months, and for listeners all over, if you're up in the Northeast Corridor, we hope to see you up there in New York City.
Right, and I might be in New York for an extended period, actually, doing some real reporting and checking out all the things that they do up there, those masters of disaster that they are.
Well, let's see. We're going to make the best of it, and indeed, first check us out, Long Beach, California, March 2nd through 4th. And that is in the Health Freedom Expo. Big event Friday night at the Expo. Talk about the fake HIV test. We're going to give you legal strategy. Liam especially, we're going to give you legal strategies to get out of the so-called positive test. This has never before been revealed in this forum.
Yeah, it's great. It's very exciting. And we're working in conjunction with OMSJ.org, OMSJ Office of Medical and Scientific Justice. I'm going to be giving some other talks in LA, you know, all things being equal and God willing and all that kind of stuff. So if you're in the LA area in the first week of March and you want to learn about the HIV thing, look up. It'll be posted on robertscottbell.com.
Yep, we'll have it up there, and we'll be talking about it the moment we get some confirmations on further talks and discussions. Liam, thank you for being on board, and say thanks to Mr. Hanging Chad when you see him.
Yeah, he's getting some sun. He's got money, I'll tell you that. We don't, but he does.
Well, when they come from Great Britain, they tend to go pretty red. It's like rock lobster.
Well, Hanging Chad, good luck. Everybody's got to look out. Hanging Chads and smudge marks. These are going to try to win the election. So be careful out there.
All right.
Careful out there.
Consider yourself forewarned. Liam Schaff, thank you. We'll be back in studio with me tomorrow. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with my dear friend Waishali. She wants to chime in on some GMOs and infertility. You don't want to miss this. Back in just a moment.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And now, most definitely calling for a separation of Monsanto and state. My dear friend, who will be joining me also at the Health Freedom Expo, Vaishali returns to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Vaishali, so glad to have you on board.
It is always a blessed day in my life when I get to spend time with you, boyfriend.
Oh, you make me smile. You really do. So we have something, of course, that's not really smile-inducing to talk about, though, don't we? This Monsanto Roundup, infertility, everything rolled into one government complex. It's really got your ire as well.
Well, you know, this is the only planet that we have to live on. And anyone who values living on this planet and having any quality of life should be outraged by this.
We're talking now about the Roundup and Roundup Ready crops, GMO, and this so-called glyphosate in Monsanto's Roundup. And this study here showed that 100% of all the urine samples tested were positive for this glyphosate.
They 100% of the urine samples tested positive, and they tested at exorbitantly high rates that even for the myopic federal government said, this is way too much to be allowed in water. So how is it getting into our bodies? There has been so much pervasive spraying that even though Monsanto is saying it doesn't do any harm to humans, it doesn't do any harm to animals, it's not getting into our aqua filter springs, our water supply at all, clearly it is. This is rather shocking when you consider the fact that when they do urine sample tests on people, not 100% of them show pharmaceutical drugs in their urine, even though we know that that is pervasive in the water. So this has eclipsed even that. And unless you're drinking 100% distilled water, unless you're showering in 100% distilled water, unless you're cleaning your vegetables, your dishes, your clothes, unless you're not exposed to any water other than 100% distilled water, you can probably look at this research and deduce that you have glyphosate in your body, in your urine as well.
Yeah, even at concentration of one part per million, this Roundup was able to affect the test subjects by decreasing their testosterone concentrations by as much as 35%. And that's not just a male phenomenon, because as we know, females also rely upon testosterone for some functions as well.
And when we're looking at the rate of infertility that is climbing, and this is, we're just looking at the obvious about infertility. We don't have any research on what this is doing to pregnant women, to fetal development, to the possible sterilization of future generations. All of that is just one big Monsanto ugly mystery.
Well, and we know, as you mentioned, some physical things that we need to do to clean up to the best of our ability, but even that will not be enough at this point. How do we relate this or look at this emotionally and even spiritually? I mean, if you think of the emotions, anger comes to mind, quite honestly. And, right. You know, I'm not an angry guy, but I can get angry and outraged at injustice and things like that. How do we utilize that energy, I suppose, positively for a spiritual benefit in this regard?
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I know that our good friend Jeffrey Smith does a great job of talking to people about how you vote with your wallet. Mm-hmm. And if this isn't something you want on the planet, then you vote for your with your wallet to support local organic. So I want to address this whole other question that you brought up. How do we organize our interior life? We came to the planet Earth for a purpose. There's a meaning and purpose behind our existence being here. And the greatest meaning and purpose of us being here is to understand who and what we are, understand our value, our power, and our worth. One of the things that I love about Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine is that they haven't taken the spiritual out of understanding the human health equation and understanding well-being and the function of the energy that makes up our human experience. And this is one of the things they say. There is one force, there is one power that has seniority to any limitation that shows up on the planet Earth. There is one force out there that is unconditionally wholeness making. It brings your mind, your body, your spirit, your experience of this life back into a cohesive state of wholeness. And this word whole, W-H-O-L-E, the root word of that word is holy. And that one power that has seniority over any limitation on this planet Earth is love. There is nothing more powerful than love. And one of the ways that Ayurveda talks about it, it is like this, Robert. They say that we breathe in thoughts and beliefs. We breathe them in. They hang in the air like dust particles hang in the air. We breathe them in, we breathe them out. That's how our brain thinks, is breathing in these ethereal energies. And that when we die, when we're dying or when we're dead, the same way that the energies of the earth, the water, the air, the vata, the pitta, the kapha, they start unraveling, your brain unravels all these thought particles and they shoot out and they hang in the air like broken pieces of glass or broken pieces of pottery. And if you're around somebody and you're not giving your attention to knowing you are a force of love, you breathe in those shards and they can tear you up emotionally and psychologically. Ayurveda, in other words, Ayurveda says there's only one thing that you can do to protect yourself from even the most deadly influences that you're exposed to on the planet Earth. And that's knowing that you are a force of love. You cannot know you're a force of love and be a victim to Monsanto at the same time. If you know that you are divine love and wisdom, that you came to this planet Earth to grow beyond limitation, and what is this planet? It's the classroom of whatever you need to grow beyond is going to show up so that you can see it.
I almost heard you say clash room.
it has that element to it, too.
It does, doesn't it? I mean, this is the amazing thing about this. All of these things, these difficulties and hardships and things that could induce anger, what some might call negative emotions, tend to, you know, work us to that reality that you've just shared with us, that at the end of the day, it's all about driving us back to that vitamin L, the love that we cover here as well. That's why on the show, when we talk about health, you're a health show, Robert, you're talking about all kinds of stuff. It's like, because health is everything. And of course, political healing included, economic healing, and of course, spiritual issues. If we disconnect, as we have in the Western world, from, like you said, the Ayurvedic and ancient Chinese medicine concepts, where they didn't disconnect the love and the spirit and the spirituality from healing, it was a true whole, as you said, holy system. And what we're looking to do is reintegrate that back here in the West, where we've kind of disconnected from that.
One of the things I write and talk about a great deal is that food, from an Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine point of view, isn't just what goes in your cake hole and your pie hole. It isn't just what you consume on a beverage or on a tangible meal type of conventional idea of food. What you think, how you experience life, your perceptions, your emotions, All of those are food, and they travel through your GI tract in the identical fashion that what you had for lunch does. So the first thing we have to be able to do with our life is we've got to be able to swallow it. Then we need to stomach it. Then we need to pull from it what enhances us and makes us more present, loving, resilient beings, and let go of the rest for the waste that it is. And if you can come to the planet Earth at this time, take a body and be in relationship with the foresight of Monsanto and come out of it knowing that you are a force of love and you don't recognize they have any power in your life, they have acted as an evolutionary accelerant that brings you an unconditionally realized relationship with your own divinity that nobody and nothing can take away from you.
If you can achieve that level of awareness, the divine love in your life, in spite of or maybe because of the presence of something like that, yeah, you've really achieved it. It's not something that fell into your lap and you're like, oh, what's that? You've really achieved it.
And absolutely. That's the purpose of being here.
Yeah, that's the challenge of living in our so-called Western world. Of course, we're all on the same planet, but there are widely different experiences of humanity and reality here. I've been able to travel around the world and experience them. And in times, I mentioned this from time to time, my experiences in West Africa, where I met the people and they had such open hearts, golden hearts. They welcomed me in with, you know, absolute divine love. And yet every day they looked at their life, they had a great deal of gratitude in a much deeper way than I could experience or had experienced here in the West, because at any point in that day they realized it could be their last day on the planet. Now, we could say that philosophically or theoretically, but they really knew that that was possible. They didn't have take for granted, today I'm going to wake up, I'm going to have a cup of coffee, going to go to through, be another day. But they didn't have that. And I realized that there was such a deeper appreciation when you go through some of those hardships. But at the same time, we have so many distractions from those things, and we've made life so easy for us that it seems to be we're having to maybe spiritually beg for difficulties so that we will wake up and recognize what is really important, drive us back to that, you know, supercharged divine love.
Distractions in and of themselves are their own form of challenge, because it divide your attention from being here now. And that's where your actualization of your value and your power and your worth is. When we, from a Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine philosophical point of view, when we know that we are love, when that's how we identify with ourselves, we don't identify with our bank account, with our whether we're overweight, whether what our marital status is, whether we're pending a bankruptcy or not, when we know that we are divine love and wisdom, that relationship with that, giving that our attention with our mind, creates a different chemical miracle within the body. When you know that you were divine love and wisdom, you may be exposed to air that has pollutants in it, water that is less than pure, food that has the Monsanto backwash gift on it. But when you know that you are divine love and wisdom, there is a heightened intelligence within your body that recognizes this is not anything I want to take to the deeper tissue, and it moves it out. So this is one of the reasons that the people that you're talking about in Africa, They have this golden heart, why they have this resilience and the survival that they do. Because on some level, their body knows when they get food that it's got to utilize it to the best, and what to take to the deeper tissues and what to let go of. And if we knew who and what we were, and we were in right relationship with our divinity, this idea of being held hostage by Monsanto and all the fear that that invokes would be absolutely irrelevant, because you know that you were beyond it. Now, I'm not saying eat mindlessly, go out and eat all the fast food and GMOs that you can.
Right.
You have to have right action with right thought. There has to be a respectful, life-enhancing way in which you approach life, and you do not abuse that. But what I am saying is this: when you know that you are divine love and wisdom, your relationship with your authentic value, power, and worth Your ability to grow beyond any limitation on this planet has more power than worshiping at the altar of fear at the feet of Monsanto.
Beautifully said. And I'm glad you talked about the right action, because some people might misunderstand what you're saying, that, oh, all you've got to do is believe blah, 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 or divine love. You know, all the things that we truly believe and live. But you find that it's not a saying, because when you really are in that space, you act differently. Your actions shift and change, and of course the world changes along with those shifts in action. You've said, and I've said, and I've seen, it's not about what someone says, it's what they do. You know, case in point, Congressman Ron Paul. We're not like political kind of people. At the same time, we're inspired by a guy who lives a certain way and inspires by what he lives that basically is in alignment with what he says.
Absolutely. According to my favorite teacher, Emanuel Swedenborg, the highest thing you can do is respect other people's free will. Mm-hmm. And there is not a politician out there that has greater respect for people's free will and is less exploitive, less greedy, less manipulative than Ron Paul. He is the pinnacle of those who worship and respect the free will of others.
Beautifully said. Why, Shelley, as always, it's always a great honor and pleasure to have you on board. You know that we're about out of time here, but I do want to let everybody know that you absolutely are going to be at the Health Freedom Expo. Tell us what you're going to talk about and when your speech is going to be.
I'm going to be teaching people about how to create their own health, and I'm going to be teaching some of these Chinese and Ayurvedic secrets about how to manage your health. I'm going to do the famous navel diagnosis, teach you how to look at your navel and diagnose your well-being mm-hmm. of your internal organs. And I'm going to throw some Tibetan and Ayurvedic health secrets your way so that you can manage your life in a way that brings more clarity about what you need to eat, how you need to manage your life, and how you can read your well-being in your physicality.
Way cool, and I'm looking forward to that, as well as purplev.com, and you can give a listen, because Waishali also does a radio broadcast, and I've been on her show a number of times, and it's terrific. So check that out as well. Waishali, we're going to see you soon, March 2nd through 4th, out in Long Beach, California.
Can't wait.
All right, thanks for being here as always. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
In the health world
through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You got to love that Vaishali. She takes it to other levels. You know, I talk about things from a physiological perspective. As you know, new listeners especially should know we do occasionally do that because we got bodies. We got to acknowledge them and take care of them. But we talked earlier today about the Native Americans that have become enslaved to spam. And, of course, the pharmaceuticals that they throw at you because of the diabetes that give you then pancreatic cancer. Of course, they're not going to give you access to Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez in New York City, who, by the way, will be on, is scheduled to be on tonight, 10th Amendment Center Radio. Robert Scott Bell, your humble host, will be co-hosting with Michael Bolden. And we're going to talk about the Nullify Now conference as well coming up March 31st. But as I talk about issues like slavery, which slavery is not near and dear to my heart, but freedom is. But when I hear about it or when I see it in the various forms that many people don't acknowledge or recognize, like I said, the subtle forms of chemical enslavement, the addiction to crack cocaine, sugar, and salt that has been refined, or the spams, the processed meats, or we can go on and on with the many levels or layers of slavery. What Vaishali has said is to stop empowering the captors. Your captors, your enslavers, you're empowering them by fearing them, right? There's a concept of fear that is utilized by your captors, by your enslavers, that they use that fear to manipulate you into believing that you cannot be free, even though you were born that way, technically. The spiritual part of ourselves, as if we can disintegrate that like they would try to do and say, well, that's just spiritual stuff. That doesn't count for any, that's only in church on Sundays or synagogue on Saturday. Other than that, it's the rest of the time we got to worship at the altar of the Church of Biological Mysticism. No, not here, not now, and not ever. We recognize that slavery is not a matter of degrees. It's total, like the concept of taxation. If you believe that they can tax you to 1%, your labor, your ability to do work, your quote-unquote income, then you've acquiesced to 100% of your abilities, the fruits of your labor, and they get to tell you what to keep. I mean, there's a story here coming off of Drudge that's talking about in the next 2 years, the income federal rate's going to go up 30%, because in order to pay for the debt that cannot be repaid, either that or it will be monetization of the debt and hyperinflation, despite Bill Maher saying, see, Ron Paul's wrong about hyperinflation. Just you wait, Bill Maher. Not that we're excited and anxious for it, but look at the Weimar Republic, look at Zimbabwe. Eventually, it comes home to roost. You cannot outrun history. You cannot outrun karmic debt, per se. You want to be forgiven for it? Start living differently now. Which is the point, as I talk to my elders, about supporting Ron Paul. Oh, but he can't win. Stop listening to those who would enslave you, who have enslaved you over now a number of generations over the past 100 years. If you truly love liberty, if you value freedom over enslavement, if you value your freedom, the freedom of your kids and grandkids to live the most extraordinary life possible, then you've got to invest in what Ron Paul does, respecting the free will that was granted to us by that which created us all. And that is the message of the Robert Scott Bell Show, quite honestly, acknowledging the freedom, which is why we don't call for outright bans of things we don't like, although we will point a spotlight on those things that are very dangerous to you and your liberty, much less your ability to stay well or get well. But this is a world of duality. This is a world of garbage. Some people have called it the ash can of the universe. Don't tell Al Gore. But it's a great place to learn, to grow, to experience things, and to make choices about what we do based on what we learn, or, in fact, what we don't learn until we get, rather than the whisper, the proverbial 2x4. Robert, you got to stop eating garbage. You're going to get cancer. Right. And I heard the whispers to the 2x4s in my upbringing. By the time I was 24, I was willing to make the change in my life that brought me to where I am today, where many of you are, maybe have already achieved that or more, or maybe you're on the road to do that. And I hear from some of you, and I love it when you send me your messages, you post to the Facebook or to the website at robertscottbell.com. I encourage you to do that. Please keep doing that. But the idea at one point is to recognize you are free by virtue of your birth. You have inalienable rights by virtue of your birth. It's not something you have to get bestowed by the government. Oh, you're here, your rights. Let us grant you your rights. That's a wrong-headed notion. And that was the dawning of the American Republic, was about that wake-up call to humanity. Yes, to humanity. That your rights come from your creator, not from government. Mitt Romney says it, but he doesn't really understand it based on the fact that he would defend a lot of what the federal government does by stealing from you to give to somebody else, which is what you should do and could do by charity, by virtue of your choice, the free will that was given you by that which created us all. All right, that's the message here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Not too deep, I hope. We got lots more healing to go. Hey, tomorrow, we hope to have Mike Adams joining us, the Health Ranger, to celebrate our one-year anniversary. Groundhog Day, that's right. Will we have six more weeks of winter, or will we be healing from the get-go on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Also, the vaccine seminar, it may be live right now. We're waiting any moment. We're minutes away. And so keep attuned to robertscottbell.com. I will post it and the links the moment it becomes available, even if I'm off the air. So please, that's why you got to keep checking in with robertscottbell.com and get your email alerts from naturalnewsradio.com. Remember, 10th Amendment Center Radio later this evening. All the links here at robertscottbell.com. Where we remind you simply that the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.